Let's take a look at the JSE amidst it all. The all share up just over 0.5% today. And as you can see there, gains pretty much coming through across the board. Resources 10 component up 0.4%. Financial 15, 0.8% to the good. And the industrial 25 managing close enough to a 0.6% climb. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Ian Cruickshanks from the SA Institute of Race Relations. Ian, thanks so much for joining us
good
today.
To be with
so
you. Thank you.
We've got mixed market performances coming through, a pretty volatile trading session to have played itself out amidst subdued economy on activity on global markets, and I guess not entirely unexpected given the fact that we are sitting on the cusp of a long weekend.
Yes, and you know also I think what we have to say that South Africa's economic outlook has been shown to be very precarious, which makes one take that into account in structuring a portfolio of equities. You know, I think one should be very cautious and accumulate something in reserve, because if we look at what the Reserve Bank said yesterday at the Monetary Policy Forum statement of what monetary policy was aiming at, certainly they've been successful in inflation. They've got it down to around about 4.5%, which is the center point of the previous range. That's very good. But when the governor said, looking at the economy as a whole, said we had forecast 1.3% growth for this year. However, if Eskom's performance keeps on the way it has been, then we can look at it losing 1.1%. That leaves you a net 0.2% held against a population that's growing at 2% versus 0.2% growth. That doesn't make sense. That says it's going to be a heck of a lot of hungry people. Mm-hmm. Hungry people get angry, they demonstrate, they throw stones, they're unwilling to accept their own leaders, chaos reigns. I think we may just get a touch of that in the near future.
How do you then take that into consideration while interpreting all that's filtering through on the global economic scene? Yes. Because that in itself presenting a pretty mixed picture as far as economic growth outlook is concerned.
So let's look at our export destinations. You went to some detail on Germany, for instance. The supposed engine room of the European Union. And it's really going down at the moment, not going down. It's shrinking to some extent. The rate of growth is declining quite considerably. And I think that then applies in other first world markets, and that really putting that together is a worrying situation. And I'm sure it gives government themselves also, or it should give them some worries too.
Yeah. In that context, nevertheless, we've had that oil price ticking slightly higher today. I want to take a look at Sasol amidst it all, because it's come through saying that its production at its coal-to-oil plant in Secunda has improved. A shutdown in the first half of the year, of course, resulted in a 6% decline in production on that front, but output has since stabilized. How much comfort does that provide you? Yes, it's a better position, but it speaks to just a stabilization. Certainly no ramp up in production.
Now, is that stabilizing at a lower level, or have they caught up what they lost? I fear it may be the former, and I think that is just to say it's still underproducing on what expectations were, and this has got to change before one can say, hey, there's an attractive investment proposition.
Okay, so steering clear from Sasol, are you looking at anything within the resources complex on the prospect that US-China trade war negotiations may come to an end sooner rather than later, and that China will pick up momentum as far as its economic growth story is concerned on the back of stimulus that it's going to be pumping into that economy?
One would hope so. However, if one looks at the confidence of business sector in the US and of their population as a whole, the consumers, it's not a pretty picture. It's just to say what we're seeing is a slight decline in the PMI for manufacturing, for instance, and that is that just says that maybe they're over the cusp of the wave and it's coming down a little bit now. And if that happens, then it's going to ripple through to all industrialized economies as well.
Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, steering clear of resources as a whole?
I, at the moment, I'm going through a period of steering clear of the market. One's got to watch it and look for any inexplicable pull downs. You know, if you find that just a stock you like drops 20% in a couple of days or a week, and then drops again the next week, either there's a major problem mm-hmm. in the structure of the company, and if you can't find that, maybe that's where you have to start accumulating a little at a time.
So what do you make then of ShopRite revealing details of how it plans to then unwind a 20-year-old control structure, and of course that loosening Christo Visser's hold on the company? As an investor, what do you make of that, and how do you play it?
I think as an investor, one would be pleased about that. It just makes the stock more marketable, and it's easier to calculate. It's not as difficult to calculate a reasonable net asset value of it. And one's got to know that without the distractions of these voting and non-voting rights that one had.
It's more marketable, but not convincing you.
Well, not the market as a whole. Isn't convincing at the moment. You know, sure, there may be companies that one likes, but there are three priorities. One is the economy must be moving in the right direction to pull the overall market, and then look at the particular sector you're in. Is that as a sector going stronger? And then the individual share. I haven't found too many examples of that all pulling together, which is what we want. It'll happen, but it may just take a bit longer than has been expected.
Yeah, and this entire conversation setting us up very nicely for your stock pick or lack of a stock pick this evening. You're sitting on cash.
Come on, that's a decision. You know, it's not a decision to close up and go away. It's to say there's going to be a time. South Africa's got huge potential. We still got massive reserves in the commodity sector. Yes, the price in getting at them changes, adds up every month, but really the potential is massive. The market for consumer goods is massive. And so I think it is a definite decision. Accumulate cash. It's not like saying we're not going to bother with the market anymore.
Let's leave it there. Ian, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Ian Cruickshanks is with the SA Institute of Race Relations. Your stock pick or lack of a stock pick this evening, you're sitting on cash.
Come on, that's a decision. You know, it's not a decision to close up and go away. It's to say there's going to be a time. South Africa's got huge potential. We still got massive reserves in the commodity sector. Yes, the price in getting at them changes, adds up every month. But really, the potential is massive. The market for consumer goods is massive. And so I think it is a definite decision. Accumulate cash. It's not like saying we're not going to bother with the market anymore.
Let's leave it there. Ian, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Ian Cruickshanks is with the SA Institute of Race Relations.